Brighton.
Well, Doncaster Rovers wave goodbye to League One at home to Burton. They still need to rubber stamp their promotion to the Championship. Mike Meinies at the Keepmoat Stadium.
And contrasting scenes that you'd never thought you'd see at this fixture at the start of the season. A sea of yellow and black line to the left-hand side of the Keepmoat from where I'm watching. Very much empty seats to the right-hand side. It is Doncaster against Barnsley. Darren Ferguson's named four changes. Avina, Coppinger, Calder and Tyson are out. In come Taylor Sinclair, Chaplow, Middleton and Mandeville. So the team looks like this. Matthews in goal, Lund, Alcock, Butler, Taylor Sinclair, McCulloch, Chaplow, Middleton and Rowe in midfield with Mandeville and Williams up front. And hey, if it works for Gary Lineker and Leicester can do the impossible, then if Doncaster survive today, I'll do the first game of next season in my underwear.
Yeah, it's not something I'm going to particularly hold to. Chesterfield are up.
Playoff Justin Bradford against Chesterfield.
And I'm Mike Miney at the Keepmoat Stadium, where it may be party time for Burton Albion, but it's a goodbye to League One for Doncaster Rovers. Four changes for the men in red and white this afternoon. Out go Avina, Coppinger, Calder and Tyson. In come Chaplow, Middleton, Mandeville and Aaron Taylor Sinclair from the Keepmoat Stadium. It's are they going up Burton Albion against our very own Doncaster Rovers.
And I'm Adam Oxley.
And Doncaster Rovers are, of course, down after a draw with Burton Albion. Mike Miney.
Well, it's finished goalless here. Doncaster nil, Burton Albion nil, but the scenes are all the woes of yellow and black. It should have been the other way round at the start of August, you'd have thought. But the Burton Albion fans swamp the tunnel here at the Keepmoat Stadium. They are promoted to the Championship, and what a great story. But at the same time, you have to remember that Doncaster Rovers are going down to League Two. It has been confirmed today. There was a slim mathematical chance, but a goalless draw and a Fleetwood win has confirmed that Doncaster will be setting sat-navs for Portsmouth, Plymouth and Bristol next season. It's a game that was bereft of many a chance, and those that did fall were the best of Burton's, and probably Craig Alcock's long-range shot from 35 yards was the best that Rovers had to offer. It's been an interesting season, one that didn't start great. It got going a little bit, but since January has really fallen downhill, and means today then that Doncaster Rovers relegated and confirmed. From the Keepmoat Stadium, Doncaster Rovers nil. On a momentous day for Burton Albion Football Club, Burton Albion nil.
So the results then, Bradford.